You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace. Hello and welcome to Wednesday and to Radio Headspace. It's Eve here. You know, doing this show is by far the favourite part of my day, so thanks for tuning in. The other day, I was talking to a friend and she was asking how things were going. And I remember hearing myself saying quite a few times, "Oh, it's so busy. It's so crazy busy." And whilst that is true, it made me think that so often, we assume it's the world around us that is causing that feeling of busyness in our life. But if we look closely enough, we see that it's often the movement of our mind. And when I took a step back and looked at my situation, I realized that when I talk and talk about how busy I am, things start to feel so much more hectic. You know, it's a feedback loop of tension that is really unhelpful. And what's more, when we're engaged in this dialogue with ourselves, reinforcing this message, we can miss so much of what is happening around us. And it reminded me of a trip I took quite a few years ago now to Spain with my family. I just started working at a new advertising agency and I was heading up a big new campaign. Now, the time off had all been approved and everyone knew that I was going to be away, but I was new and I wanted to make a good impression. So even though I was off on holiday, I very much made myself available. I was like, there is way too much going on. It's so busy. What if something goes wrong? Anyway, instead of being present with my family, enjoying the delicious food and amazing beaches, I had my head in my emails half of the time, and if I wasn't checking emails, I was thinking about all the things that we still had to get done. The truth is, nothing went wrong, and I just missed out on time with my family. Was I able to get that time back? No. And did I regret it? Absolutely.
If I had actually let go of the storylines in my mind to acknowledge that, yes, it was busy, but that time off with family is also really important, I would have gone back to work feeling rested and restored. And it was such a valuable lesson in learning to be at ease with the mind, no matter what is going on around us, knowing that we can go into any situation in life, including going on holiday, and it doesn't matter what arises in the mind. Knowing that we're not our thoughts, knowing that we're able to step back to witness not only our internal world, but also our external world from a place of perspective. But this episode today served as a great reminder that it's not so much about how much we are doing in our day or how much is going on. It's more about how our mind is working during that day and how we're able to step out of that cycle of busyness in the mind and find a greater sense of presence no matter what we're doing. So if you are having a busy day, maybe just take a moment to check in with the mind. What are you telling yourself? I'll leave it there for today and hope to see you back here really soon.
Hi, everyone. It's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.